Hello everyone, this is Zach from the Zach and Miguel podcast. In commemoration for finally getting onto iTunes, we have decided to alternate between the recent podcasts and old ones that we recorded months ago, not knowing that we were going to be on iTunes. This particular episode was the very spooky Halloween edition of the podcast, recorded on October 28th, 2010. We hope you enjoy.
The Zach and Miguel podcast.
Jesse has. We're studying socials, and he was saying his socials notes into it.
Yeah.
He fell asleep listening to it, and he did well. Ladies and gentlemen, my partners, as always, to the left of me, we got Ramacho.
How are you doing today, folks? How are you doing?
Pretty good. We're doing good. We're doing good. We're in physics class again. It's the only class we can really podcast in.
we're going to have some new locations, new fun locations.
Oh, yeah, we will. This is our October 28th Halloween edition, the spooky edition of physics. What do you want to talk about on today's podcast?
I don't know. First of all, I'm going to apologize. We don't have the MacBook and the Snowball here. We don't have the equipment, so we're downgrading.
That's right. We don't have the
what
beautiful...
What are we using to record right now, Zach?
We're using the iPod Nano. Like, what generation do they call this? I don't even know. I got this for Christmas, and I didn't know there was a camera until I fucking brought it to my grandpa's house, and my 4-year-old cousin pointed it out to me. And there's a video of him on it to prove it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, on December 25th, there's a video of him.
Okay, so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, let's go into the topic of, I don't know, Paul, what's a good topic for today's podcast? Huh?
Halloween?
Halloween?
Says Halloween.
Oh, ho, ho. Halloween, oh, that's Christmas. Halloween, I don't know. What are your plans for this Halloween?
I have to spend Halloween with the family this year because it's my uncle's 40th birthday.
Happy birthday, Uncle Del Macho.
Not his last name, but okay.
Oh, awkward moments here on the podcast.
That's why we're live. We're
yeah, this is unedited, as you can hear, ladies and gentlemen. I was thinking about it yesterday. I think this Halloween, you should be there because I think it's going to be a preview to what Kelowna is going to be like.
That'd be pretty sweet.
Like, I honestly think that's what Kelowna is going to be like is Halloween this year.
Keep moving forward on the topic. So, do you remember your first Halloween, Zach?
Oh, the Halloween was when I took my first steps. Yeah, when I was like, 10 months old. I took my first steps on my first Halloween. How about your first Halloween?
I can't remember my first Halloween, but I can't really remember it.
I don't remember it at all either. All I made that shit up.
All I know is, I could talk about Halloweens from my childhood. I used to go trick-or-treating in the mall.
Oh,
have
actually?
You ever done that?
Yeah, I've done that once. So I did that 1 year.
And then I always went, 1 year I went as Hercules. Another year, I went as a Power Ranger. And then 4 years in a row, I was just a ninja. I just wore my Taekwondo outfit. Because I just loved it.
You took Taekwondo?
Yeah, I did.
How long?
So I was like blue belt, that's it.
Oh, blue? You know Joe Rogan was a black belt in Taekwondo?
Yeah. She was a black belt.
Really? Yeah. They should fight.
They should. They're equal caliber.
Caliber. Yeah, all my memories are like pictures, though. I honestly can't remember that far. For some reason, like I probably remember until I was maybe 10 years old. Like, all my memories are from video or pictures.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Adam, do you want to join us on our podcast?
Yeah.
All right, let's have a discussion.
The countdown is decreased by 1 day to Voice of the Angel. How do you think you're going to do in Voice of the Angel?
We should introduce our guest. We have to.
This is Adam Min, the lead, no, the star, the prodigy of the band, if you will.
Who's listening to this?
The mojo. The viewers, the listeners.
Is this censored?
No.
Yeah, well, if you say something crazy, yeah. If you say, just what do you think about Voice of the Angel tomorrow?
We're going to take it.
You heard it here first, ladies and
gentlemen.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
the mic. Yeah, it is.
Is my cord? Wow.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen.
We should put it down so we can actually see.
All right,
like,
that's a good idea.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why
You're
I need
probably
my...
up in red.
Yeah, that's why... That's why I need my right-hand man to get on that show, as always. Because I don't know how to use this technology shit. I'm a Windows guy, okay? All these Mac products are starting to take over the fucking world. So I don't know what the fuck is going on.
What do you think about the iPad, Zach? That's Mac's latest.
iPad is the most useless piece of technology ever.
That's not true.
Shut up.
That's not true.
Okay, wait. Well, that's your opinion. I jacked Cole's iPad today, and I had it. I was like, shit, what should I do with this? And I couldn't think of anything. I was like, what am I going to do? Play a fucking internet with this? You know what I'm saying? Like, what am I going to check my email? What can you do with it?
You can check your email.
Yeah, exactly. You can check your email. But
you
like,
can do work.
Work, right?
You can read PDF files you can't read on an iPod. It's basically...
compared to an iPod,
it's
fine.
It's a better version of a Kindle.
I don't know what that is, but
it could be. It's just for books.
Okay, no, I agree. It's a good piece of technology. It doesn't suit what I would do, though. I would get a laptop to play games on it, mostly. I'm a gamer. I can't game on a fucking iPad. I mean, I can, but I wouldn't enjoy it.
Yeah, but it's more portable and easier to access.
Yeah, but I wouldn't. I would rather get a MacBook for gaming instead of having to connect a keyboard into it. Like, it depends what you need it for. For me, it wouldn't help. But if you want to read...
Like, if you're living in, like, a high-end condo in Vancouver, you're rich, you're wealthy, you're well-off, and your coffee table, you wake up in the morning, you pour yourself some Starbucks coffee, you look at your beautiful glass coffee table, you open the blinds, out comes the sun, you can see from the 60th floor of Vancouver, overlooking the city, then on your glass coffee table, you just... take up your iPad, sit down, and read the news.
No.
That's the life.
You press the button, and it comes out of the fucking table. The iPad comes out of the table.
Too much, but yeah, I can see how it's practical, but not for everyone.
That's so true. No, I said it wrong. I was angry in the beginning, ladies and gentlemen. But honestly, it's just not the thing for me. What's the latest technology that would be for me? Do you know that they're shutting down LimeWire?
Really?
Yeah.
I never used LimeWire.
You don't? What do you use to get your music?
I use torrents and stuff.
Oh, torrent? Yeah, I torrent mostly too. I torrent albums, but if I want just one song, I'll download it from
LimeWire. What's new in the video game world anyway that caught my attention is a
PSP phone.
Oh yeah, PSP.
There's the new
one.
I heard about that.
Phone?
Yeah, that's cool. It's like a mix between a Samsung Galaxy and a PSP Go.
Oh really?
Yeah.
That's intense. Are you gonna get your hands on one of those? Is that on the wish list this Christmas?
No, not right now, but I don't know. I want to see how the reviews go and stuff.
What were we going to say, though? What was new?
I wanted to hear the opinion of the Guitar Hero champion himself on Rock Band 3 and all the new shit going on there.
Okay. Well, the Rock Band 3, let me see. It got a 9.2 on the web rating, and it was one.
It's out already, isn't
it? Yeah, it was 0.1 under Rock Band 2, and it was 0.1 over Guitar Hero 2. I think the Rock Band 3, I think the keyboard mode is a very interesting aspect of it.
You can use any keyboard.
Yeah, you can use any MIDI.
All the game controllers are all MIDI, so we can actually plug them in and use them.
Yeah, it's true.
It's insane.
It's revolutionary when you think about it, because I think they saw that the drums were starting to teach people how to play real drums, because there's a story in the news of a kid who played Rock Band, right?
Yeah.
And he learned how to play real drums from it. He advertised himself, put a video of himself on Craigslist, and a band picked him up, and he's the drummer for that band now.
Just because of Rock Band.
Yeah, you know, that's why they did a news story on him, because he learned from the game. So I think they saw that with a lot of people, because, I mean, I can make a beat with it.
Who's the band that sang Cult of Personality?
I don't know why.
It's like City in Color, not City in Color.
Yeah, City in Color.
City in Color's Dallas Green's band. Or Dallas Green's alter ego. That's his band name, City in Color.
Really?
Yeah. Adamant, who sang Cult of Personality?
Living in Color.
Living in Color, yeah.
Yeah.
Then, when they interviewed them on Guitar Hero 3, they're like, how do you feel about your song being in such a revolutionary music game, right? They're like, really proud of it. It's something, Guitar Hero is something else, because we feel like it's going to teach the youth. The youth is inspired to learn guitar now, and it's going to teach them how to actually learn guitar, and in the future, probably, like, they're like, Guitar Hero 10, it'll be plugging in a real guitar, and their prediction's starting to come true.
Oh, that's so true, because that's what they're doing in Rock Band 3.
Yeah.
You know, Miss Belchin's son's, his band has a song in Guitar Hero 5.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mrs. Belchin's son.
Miss Belchin's.
They're doing
either son or nephew, something.
Guitar Hero 5?
No, they had already came out.
Guitar Hero 5's already out.
Yeah, her son.
Really?
Yeah, dude, 6 just came out. Six is the last Guitar Hero they're ever making, and it just came out.
What's Guitar Hero 5?
It's
Guitar Hero.
Yeah, nothing new.
Nothing new.
And Rock
Guitar Hero 6.
It's Warriors of Rock. It's already out.
Oh, it's already out.
It's the last one. They don't even have keyboards. Their thing is they have drums, right? Their upgrade is I think double bass, that's it. Oh no, they already had that, right?
The only really thing
double
they,
bass?
No, double bass drum.
On the drums.
The only thing they really upgraded is the storyline and like single player.
Yeah, story. Oh no, there's actually so many. You can get your multiplier up to 32 times.
Weird.
Yeah, it's stupid. But Rock Band 3, the guitar, I mean, like, it's going to be impossible for people who don't.
The guitar has 6 strings in Rock,
yeah,
Band
in Rock Band 3.
How?
And what happens is.
Oh, yeah.
It sets
one, two, three,
the entire.
Five,
no, those are buttons.
No, the
buttons, those are
there's,
frets,
there's
but they're strings.
Yeah,
now.
There's 5 frets, but each of them has 6 strings. And, the entire fretboard has sensors. Like,
yeah.
Senses it.
And the reasoning.
How,
when it comes on the TV, it's going to say the color, right? Because it goes
and then
green. And then red, yellow, blue, orange resets to green and does that like 3 times. And on the TV, it's going to say green 1. So you put your finger on green, the first fret or the first string or whatever, something like that.
Dude, that's freaking crazy.
But I think people who don't know how to play are going to have such a hard time learning it. And if they don't know.
There's still regular beginner modes. There's easier modes and even harder
on that modes. On that version, right?
Yeah.
So then that means that people will start to learn how to play guitar like the fucking Cult of Personality guy said.
Yeah, dude.
That's intense.
It's crazy.
It happened.
If I want to learn how to play guitar, I can just play that.
And they're all MIDI controllers, huh? So you can just hook up
to a MIDI
controller.
I think the best thing,
though,
is drums.
Yeah.
Drums?
The best thing
most realistic.
For learning is drums.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's really weird that way.
Because guitar, it's hard to simulate. Yeah.
But they're doing it now.
Slowly, but even in the most basic version of drums.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, you're totally right.
You just have the 4 pads.
Like,
oh, it's totally right, yeah.
Because
what they did was they translated the... What it is red is always snare.
Yeah.
Yellow is always tom, or hi-hat.
Yeah.
So it's hi-hat. And then the other two are either cymbal
or
toms.
And it's basically the same thing.
Yeah, so I mean... It's interesting how they did it, and that's why. Not really. I mean, I'm making a beat, you know. Yeah, fine.
Anyways,
yeah, Rock Band 3. It's gonna be really cool. It's already out. I mean, I see videos on YouTube. The piano,
you
dude.
Gonna,
you should try to
pick it up.
Probably around Christmas. I'll ask for it for Christmas.
How do you do
it's a keyboard.
Yeah, there's a keyboard now, dude.
Full keyboard.
Yeah.
49 keys, I think.
Then it's not. Then how would you? What are the cues?
It comes down in order.
What? They have a keyboard?
Yeah, they have a keyboard now.
But then it's not really Guitar Hero anymore. It's just a regular
it's Rock
keyboard.
Band, but it's Rock
oh,
Band.
It's Rock Band.
Okay, then it's...
Why did you say Guitar Hero?
You could just play a regular piano.
No, we're talking about Rock Band 3. Guitar Hero 6 just came out, though.
Oh.
I think, honestly, Guitar Hero should have stuck to just guitar because their full band shit sucks. They can't figure out how to do singing. You know, the singing... Because I FC singing on Rock Band vocals. I can't FC shit on Guitar Hero vocals. This doesn't like me. Which is also weird about Rock Band. For some reason, I can hit the notes on singing, which is weird. Because I can't sing for shit in the RL. So, how about you? Let's go to something new in your world. How's that new Les Paul that came out the other day?
I don't have a new guitar. I don't know what you're talking about. But
what's that? Why don't you tell the viewers about the guitar that you're planning on getting?
It's just an acoustic guitar, that's all.
That's all?
That's all, dude.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. But why? Why get a new one? Like, what does a new one benefit? What are the pluses?
Well, let's talk about it right now in the as a regular person. Let's say you're not a huge guitar aficionado, like yourself. You like guitar. You know about guitars. Like, you could distinguish a Stratocaster from a Les Paul, right?
Yeah.
But you don't know, like, in terms of wood and all that shit. When we went to Long McQuaid and you saw all those guitars, what was your first initial reaction?
All the acoustic guitars?
Yeah.
They all look the same to me.
Except the $100 one and the $6,000 one, they all look alike.
Oh, yeah.
They look alike. Then there's different brands and shit. And where it's made is primarily a big factor on price. Like, let's say that the Chinese make it or the Mexicans make it. It'll be like $600, $800, maybe even $1,000 cheaper than an American-made one.
But does that make them better necessarily?
That's what I was wondering. And my dad says, he's like, oh, it's because it's the labor, right? Well, of course it's the labor, but then they also say it's quality and stuff like worse craftsmanship. Then you don't have to ship it as far and stuff like that.
Well, that kind
so
of
then,
sucks.
Like, the guitar doesn't get as fucked and stuff like that. But they use better woods. Like, for example, there's a... Sorry? No, I haven't worked on number two yet. Sorry for the interruption. Oh, thanks, Adam. I'm just a chess guy.
Yo, the pen.
What's the acceleration for this one? Is it just this line down here? Is it two of them? What's this line in the
middle? It's called asymptote.
But he hasn't even taught that to us.
I know, I have to ask him about that.
Anyways, so Woods, right?
Yeah.
The Taylor is the brand of acoustic guitars that is like one of the best. That's what I want to get. And they have 100 series, 200 series, 400 series, all the way up to 900
series. What
are
these numbers mean?
Exactly. All of the numbers, each of the series, like the 900 series is made with like a specific type of wood. The Koa series is made with Hawaiian Koa. The 600 series is made with maple. Oh. And all of them correspond to different price ranges from how expensive it is to acquire the wood. The 200 series and 100 series aren't even made with pure wood. It's made with part laminate, so it's not even 100% wood. And some players are just really picky. Some it's like a pet peeve, but they want it to be like pure wood. Some they say it sounds whole. It feels better, it looks better. It's just choice of wood suit different choice of playing styles, and really it's whatever feels good in your hands and what sounds good in your ear for whatever you do. Just price ranges are insane and stuff like
so
that.
In terms of sound, what would you recommend? Like, are you getting yours? Why are you getting yours? What's yours?
I'm getting mine because I love playing songs like acoustically, just stripped down. I want to start busking because it's fucking fun. And I want to do some like Andy McKee Sungha Jung shit.
Oh, really?
And this guitar is like perfect in my price range.
Oh,
I love
Andy
its sound.
McKee.
Yeah, Andy McKee, man.
I'm getting an acoustic.
Yeah, I want to get an acoustic. I'm getting an acoustic. Because, you know, Sungha Jung, when he started out, like, I read his bio, right, on his website. It's all grammatically wrong because he does not speak English.
Yeah.
But, like, his first guitar was a piece of crap, and, like, every time he tried to master a song, he couldn't because his guitar was such
crap. Oh, really?
So and his dad didn't want to spend money on a custom-made, like, $2,000
one
because, like, by the time he gets insanely good with that guitar, he'll be too big to use it. But then he got sponsored. So.
Wow.
And he's sponsored by two different guitar companies. Right now, Lakewood, and the cheapest Lakewood guitar is like $3,000 because they're all
videos,
custom.
On the fretboard, there's a fucking signature.
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
Signature?
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's him? That's what it is.
A lot of acoustic guitar companies offer custom-made guitars.
Yeah.
As I said, right, like they have so many different types of guitars, but it doesn't matter the price. It just matters what's right for you.
Yeah.
Because like the most expensive guitar they have is the Koa series for Taylor, anyway. Koa is like wood from Hawaii, exotic Hawaiian wood. And that's the most expensive. That's just because the wood is so lush and so hard to acquire and like turn into a guitar. But then most people like using the 600 series, which is like $500 cheaper, sometimes even $1,000 cheaper because it's made with maple.
Wow.
I know I'm confusing you.
A
lot of people love maple. And like that's really what they maple's really bright and shit like that. Anyways, if we look behind us in the window, we see Mr. Donald on the cell phone.
Well, that's hot. But that's interesting because earlier, I mean, to me they all look the same, but now that when you put it that way.
Benjamin Kim is coming here, by the way, our physics teacher, so we might have to take a break real quick.
We're going to wrap it up for today because there's only like 2 minutes left in class.
You're right, we're going to have to wrap it up.
All right, everybody, this was the October 28th spooky Halloween edition of the podcast.
That was podcast number 2 in physics.
Podcast
class.
Number 2, motherfuckers. As always, my partner to the left of me, we got Damasio.
Thank you.
Signing off. Good night, bitches.